to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Well, we thank God, the majesty of God, and talking again today about Psalm 8, David, probably lying down after getting the sheep, settled for the night, looked up and saw the stars. And he knew, he had a sense that God had created the world for us, even though some people think that we're just nothing compared to the heavens. But it says in verse 6 of Psalm 8 that David wrote, "You made mankind ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet." So as far as David was concerned, if God made this world for us, that include the sun and the moon and the stars, you can count on the fact that it's not some humdrum planet in some backwater galaxy, as other people like Carl Sagan say. These scientists, I think, are probably well-meaning, but they don't have the faith in God. They think that our Earth is trivial. They've got their telescopes pointed the wrong direction because it's in the heavens that God writes his love for us. For example, let's be a bit specific here. Astronomers have discovered that the universe has a center. And according to what's called the Hubble law, there is a pattern to the universe that implies our galaxy is very near the center of the cosmos. So it says, the Bible says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens." And then, of course, there's the star we call the sun. It was back in 1974, the McMath Solar Observatory in Colorado began this 32-year study of the stars. And so by 2006, they've studied a number of stars and arrived at the conclusion that of all the stars they studied, our sun was the most stable. I mean, most stars give off flares and eruptions that would endanger life. But our sun only varied by 6/100ths of a percent, if you can work that out, during the entire 32 years that they recorded that. So we have no reason to fear the sun. Of course, we talk about the solar system, you know, Mercury, Earth, Mars, and then there's Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. So the question is, where are all the big planets? Well, they're outside the solar system. They're further away from the sun than we are. So that's strange because in the solar systems, the astronomers have discovered that up to this point, the big planets are often much closer to the star than ours is. So why would God plant those huge planets away from the sun than we are? Well, we're not sure. The Bible doesn't tell us, but we can make a guess because scientists have spent hours worrying that some comet or asteroid or meteor is going to come crashing into our planet. It hasn't happened, seriously, because we know that God has all these things worked out. Have you ever seen the moon through a telescope? And what do you see on the moon? You see craters. And the craters, one would assume, got there through meteors and asteroids. A shooting star? Well, these are things that have happened. Our galaxy sits close to the center of the universe, and our solar system is designed to protect our planet. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope I haven't lost you here. So God knew all this. David, of course, David knew all this. And David knew that this big God who created the universe cared for him, and he could look at the beauty of the sky at night, the warmth of the sun that met him each morning. And that's why he said, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger, rich in love. And when my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supports me. Many are the woes of the wicked," he said, "but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him." And then in Psalm 136, verse 1, David said, "Give thanks to the Lord for his good. His love endures forever." So in this Psalm 8, that'd be great for you to have a look at, he says, if you think that you're too small, you're not. And you look at the heavens and think how huge this is. David wrote that he knew that God created this world not just for him, but for us. God created all this for us. It's just a wonderful statement. So we can just thank God for all that he's done. Well, Lord, we always want things to be done in our way. We see things in our own way. But Lord, you are bigger than that. We thank you for the universe and the creation. And we give you praise today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.